Chef Gillian Clark serves dinner to lots of families with children at her Washington, D.C. restaurant. Watching them prompted these thoughts.
We rarely ate out as a family. There were just too many of us. But I'll never forget the first time my mother, who valued the importance of the social experience, prepared her five kids for the event. We had been sitting around that big round table long enough for me, the youngest, to know how to manipulate a knife and fork. She made reservations at the old Red Roof Inn and warned us not to knock over a glass of milk or fight over the last bun in the basket. It was a lot of pressure, but we were giddy over the notion that we were going out to eat. I don't remember much about that night. I don't even remember what I ate. I do remember the young waitress smiling and congratulating my parents. "Your children are so well behaved," she said. We'd given her hope, and maybe now she'd change her mind and have children of her own some day. The weight of the evening could have turned me off to the whole notion of eating out. It didn't. It made me appreciate and value eating out with my family as a special time. Being the youngest of five, I knew what it was like not to be the center of attention. But when we went out to eat, there was no need to grab the spotlight. The spotlight was for the restaurant. As a family dining together, we were to share and appreciate the experience. Eating out was a lesson on focusing on something else, something outside ourselves. From my kitchen window, I see a lot of parents and children come to my restaurant for their eating out experience. I can tell the ones that eat together all of the time. There is no fight for attention. They are at ease and can appreciate the food and the show that the restaurant works to put on to create the dining experience. Then there are the families that grab their meals separately. The first time in weeks they've eaten together is at the table in my restaurant. These dining room scenes all go exactly the same way. Mom eats first and fast before her turn with the kids outside the building or in the bathroom. Dad can take his seat now and finish his cold soup. Only the lure of ice cream gets the kids to sit at the table for a minute. It doesn't have to be this way. Starting with a nice dinner at home one or two nights a week can help a family define, understand, and appreciate itself. At home, the food does not have to be restaurant quality, but it shouldn't be fast food from a carryout either. Tie on an apron and set aside 1 hour in your kitchen for an easily prepared meal. Cooking and eating together is quality time that builds pride, teamwork, gratitude, and thoughtfulness. All of these wonderful things can happen while you have a meal. You can read or watch TV together, but neither of these things can build family character the way family dinner can. No, Junior might not become the scientist that gets men to Mars, and Sissy has no more chance than anyone else to become a Supreme Court justice. But what will happen is a family that likes and respects each other, that enjoys each other's company. It might just spill over from the dining room to other parts of the house. Toys will be picked up, toilet seats placed down, and doors held open. It could very well be the first step to a happy family. Believe me, my staff and I will know you when you come in.
Gillian Clark runs the Colorado Kitchen in Washington, D.C. To see her recipe for one-pot roast chicken, go to our website, npr.org.